How easy or difficult is it for someone to enter a CAR T trial in myeloma nowadays?
I have to say, this has been one of the most challenging aspects of being a clinical trialist in myeloma. We have a therapy that we know is effective. We don't know for how long, but we know it's effective. A lot of people are running out of options, and we'd love to give this therapy to many people. Unlike other studies, phase two studies where there's slots open, or a phase one study where you know when your slot is going to be, it's really determined by a factory requirement, right? Because the company has to produce the cells, and there has to be a slot of space open for that. So that's the logistical aspect. And then the patient aspect is also difficult because many of these CAR T studies are asking for patients to be actively progressing when they enroll. So imagine that you have a patient who has gone through three lines of therapy, including daratumumab, is actively progressing, and now they're eligible to get on that study. And all you know is that slot is now available for apheresis 4 weeks from now. So you have to stop therapy 2 weeks from now. They still have to be progressing. They have to be off therapy for 2 weeks. Then they can get bridging therapy. Then they can get the CAR T therapy after a few weeks of bridging therapy after it's been made. So you really box these patients in. You have to, if a patient is progressing but not too sick, right? They have to have the blood counts that are sufficient for it. They have to have cardiac status, pulmonary status sufficient for it. They can't have very many comorbidities, can't be on anticoagulation. So it really starts to filter out a lot of patients, understandably, because we're doing something on trial and we don't want to do anything harmful to the patients. And we also want to show that these are the worst of the worst as far as myeloma goes and that we're still having efficacy. So I think all these factors together make it challenging for us to get patients on the clinical trial. But unfortunately, there are so many patients that we're generally able to find someone who fits the bill.
At this point, ideally, in terms of, actual benefiting the patient in front of you, when do you think the optimal time is or clinical scenario to actually use CAR T?
I am not completely sure, but I don't think we should have people with three lines of therapy progressing. I think one good option would be patients who've had one to three prior lines, and they may be responding to this third line that they've had or the second line they've had. They're not in extremis, right? So they have the ability to take some time, get off therapy, get apheresed. They're not so beaten up that they won't make enough CAR T cells and that they can wait to get the therapy. And then when you treat them, they're less likely, maybe potentially, to have some toxicities if their tumor burden isn't so great. They've also had less a chance to have clonal evolution as well. So I think that's where we're headed. I don't know that for sure, but I think that's going to give us a better chance to make a long-term effect from the CAR T therapy.